Get to a better state, State Farm.
The DirecTV by Intersource pregame show.
DirecTV by Intersource. 815-1800 and online at intersource.co.
State Farm Prep Sports on News Radio WGNS is brought to you in part by Thompson Services HVAC, Electric Plumbing and Gas, Animal City, Bell Jewelers, Music World, Drummer's Den, and the Stones River Mall. With the play-by-play story and the starting lineups brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. Here's Brian Barrett.
All right, John, first of all, we will give you the starting lineup for the Blackman Blaze. The Blaze are 23-5 this year under head coach Barry Workman and the defending state champion in AAA boys basketball. Number one, Sed Wilson, a junior, to get the start tonight. Number three, Isaiah Hart. He is also a senior. Number four, Christian DeWitt, junior. He's the postman for the Blackman Blaze. Number 32, Jacob Nelson, a forward. He is a junior. And Miller Armstrong, number 22, junior. So Wilson, Hart, DeWitt, Armstrong, and Nelson for the 23-5 Blackman Blaze. For the Bradley Central Bears, 22-9 on the year. Number 5, Daniel Clark, a senior. Number 10, sophomore Cole Copeland. You may remember on that team they had that came here about 3 years ago, they had a Copeland. This is younger brother and maybe the best player on the team. Number 12, Tucker Maroon. He is a senior. Also junior Bradley McCurdy, number 23. And number 44, Ty Morgan, a senior. John, they're going to go 6'2", 6'2", 6'1", 6'1", 5'10", but they do have a couple of 6'4", 6'5", guys that will come in off the bench, so they do have some size. I'm not sure if they have the speed that Blackman has.
I don't know how many people do have the speed that Blackman has, but we'll just have to wait to see which one prevails in this game tonight. Most of the time, Blackman has been on the winning edge when it comes to speed. I think it's very important for Blackman tonight to get out, run the ball a little bit, and see if they can get some quick and easy baskets.
DeWitt is going to jump center tonight, open up this game against Clark, and we're about ready to get it underway. The official tips it up. The tip controlled by the Blaze. They're going to move left to right, clad in the home white uniforms, trimmed in navy and orange. Bradley Central in the black uniforms, trimmed in old gold, kind of like the old Central Tigers. Bounce pass, they try to feed down low to DeWitt. Bounce pass is wide and thrown away for the first turnover of the game. Starting lineups from Winners Trophies, Loveless Fine Photography, and Fans Heating and Air. McCurdy brings it down the floor, passes up to Clark. Clark straight away. Over now to Copeland. Back now to McCurdy. McCurdy finds Clark, comes left side. Back to McCurdy after passing off. Ty Morgan pops out. Now driving Copeland, cut off there. Blackman doing a great job defensively, and the pass, interior pass, is stolen away. Wilson up to Nelson. Nelson in the right corner to DeWitt, back to Nelson, right wing. Nelson brings it back out now between the circles. To Armstrong, left side. Hart trying to penetrate baseline and nothing there, so he brings it back out to Wilson. Now working the right side to Armstrong. DeWitt has it. Going to go one-on-one. Now pull-up jumper from the foul line. A little long. Rebound. Nelson had it. Ball is going to be thrown away by the Bradley Central Bears. DeWitt hits that shot most of the time, doesn't he, John?
Yeah, a little off-balance. A little more off-balance than normal there on that particular fadeaway jumper.
Hard to inbound on the inline here on the near side. Looking for someone and lobs it into Nelson now. Gets it back. Hard at the right wing. Penetrates to the foul line. Cut off. Man-to-man defense being played by the Bears. Left side. Nelson. Now to Wilson. He cuts three right side. Goes in there. They're going to call a foul on Bradley Central's Daniel Clark.
Good penetration there by Hart or Wilson. He didn't hesitate. And I think you're going to see a lot of that tonight, especially if Bradley Central stays in this man-to-man.
Sed Wilson goes to the DirecTV by Intersource free throw line. Don't waste your time calling that 800 number. Call DirecTV by Intersource at 615-815-1800. Local service, fast and friendly. The scoreless stalemate broken up here by Sid Wilson's first charity toss at the 6:22 mark of the first. He'll have another. Shot it and got it. Barely rippled the net on that one. 2-0. Blackman up. McCurdy crossing the timeline here now. Hart punishing defense. Passes off to Copeland. They're out near midcourt. They work it inside. They get it down low. The shot not going to go for Morgan. But Morgan got past Nelson, and I think Nelson had to foul him there to keep him from laying it in.
Got a nice screen up top, and Morgan was able to kind of get a little open lane, and Nelson was a little late getting there.
Coach Barry Wertman strolling the sidelines. Navy suit, orange tie tonight. First free throw, kind of a line drive type free throw. No good.
I think that's the way he shoots. I saw him warming up in the pregame and kind of got up a little bit of a line drive shot.
That was a very late release, too. That one looked better. Got it to fall. 2-1 your score. Very early on here. Blaze, their fourth sectional in a row. Hart comes right side to Wilson. They try to lob it down low. Cutting through and in front of it is Clark for the steal. Clark has it right side. Going to penetrate. Gets through a double team. Lost the ball. It's on the floor. DeWitt going to tie it up. It's going to be Bradley's basketball. Coach Wertman not happy about something in there. Inbounds coming from Bradley. They work on the inbounds. They're going to call a foul as Copeland went up with the shot. Nelson, maybe.
I'd love to be a fly on Michael Voss's shoulder during these games.
First free throw is good by Copeland. That might be an interesting perspective. Jalen White coming into the game, sophomore, replacing Nelson, who goes to the bench with two fouls.
Barry Wertman unplugged.
Second free throw is good. That sounds like a MTV show. 3-2, Bradley. Looking at a zone defense this time, looks like. Matching up out front. Hart for three. It's good. First bank three, Isaiah Hart. Finally got a field goal in this one. 5-3. Blaze up. Maybe warming things up here a bit. Clark, the handoff to Maroon. Now, top of the key, Morgan has it. Faking the shot. Now taking it is Clark. Bounces off the front of the rim. All white jerseys there for the rebound. Hart down the floor. Crosses the timeline to the top of the key. Now backs it back out. Passes here to right wing to Wilson. Back to Hart. Uses a screen. Pulls it up. No. Dumps it off to White. Now he's going to get it back. Isaiah to Hart now. High post. Armstrong. They kick it back out. And it's a free ball by Sid Wilson.
He was hot in the region tournament. We hope that continues tonight.
8-3. Blackman up. The winner of this game is in the Blue Cross Boys Basketball Championships next week. Left side. Morgan has it for the black-clad Bears. Left wing. Three ball is up. It's long by Maroon. And all white jerseys there again for the rebound. Hart pulls up for the long three. No good. A little long. DeWitt tipped it. Nelson, actually Wilson put it up. No good. Now the rebound. Here's Hart. Drives in the lane. Five floater. Yes. 5-foot floater is in there. Boy, they're getting a lot of looks, aren't they?
Yeah, next time they score, you might see Bradley Central calling a timeout.
It's a 7-point lead now for the Blackman Blaze, and Bradley has yet to score a field goal. Left side, Morgan. Morgan cut off. Got to get rid of it and does. Finds Copeland cutting through. He goes in left side. Shot no good. Rebound tipped. And Blackman comes away with the rebound. White looking up the floor. Jalen, does he stop? Yes. Jalen gives it up to Armstrong. This going to be tipped into the Bradley Central bench. Bradley Central, John, they have been cleared off of the boards tonight. They don't have a rebound in this first 5 minutes and a few seconds.
Well, they're laboring offensively. They just really have really had to work hard to even get an open look. They did get one by Copeland that time. They didn't get the basket to fall.
Inbounds made here by Jalen White. White to Hart with 3:10, and Hart just dribbles around in the front court. Over to White. Back to Jeffries, who just checked in. Jordan Jeffries. Around right side, trying to get Wilson open for a three. Nothing there. High pass to Hart. Hart to the foul line. Dumps it to Jeffries. And the pass a little high and wide. Turnover, number two. Make that number three for the Blaze.
I don't know if the Jeffries was ready for that pass. I think sometimes you get lulled to sleep by Isaiah Hart driving to the basket. You think he's going to shoot, then you get the ball right at you.
McCurdy brings the ball down this time, bounces it in traffic. It's rolling around through the fingertips of said Wilson and out of bounds. So Copeland is going to trigger in the inbounds pass, standing on the A and Blackman, the first one. Here on the left side of the end zone. Inbounds, now right corner. Morgan penetrates, double teamed. The basket won't fall, but he is fouled.
Well, he made a nice drive on the baseline. He went up really high for that. He's just a little guy, 5'10", out here on this court. He's a little guy. Looks like a giant to me, but
Jalen White picks up the foul. The first free throw is no good by Ty Morgan. Second free throw. This one bounces three times and four and won't fall. I hope this continues. DeWitt with the rebound. Bradley is yet to pull down a board. Hart going to drive. There's a whistle on the way. It's going to be a foul called as Hart drove by.
Tonight's game brought to you by State Farm agent Trey Helton. He's located at 2690 Memorial Boulevard between the SportsCom and VA. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Trey Helton, 895-0500.
Morgan picks up his first foul. Trey Ware checking into the game. Inbounds to Wilson for three. It's off the lip of the rim. A rebound by Clark. Ball tipped up in the air. Stolen away. White drives right side. Swatted away by Copeland. It's going to be Blackman basketball. 2:07 to go in the first quarter of play. 7-point Blackman lead.
A little bit of that Blackman quickness there you saw.
Hart, the long pass in. Now Wilson for three. It's in and out. Rebound, Copeland pulls it in. Copeland, the pass up to Ware. Into the left corner. McCurdy tries the drive. Does. Did he step out of bounds or he fouled? Nope, stepped out of bounds. Three turnovers for the Bears. And here's Hart. Explodes to the rack. Dumps it low. How about DeWitt for a lay-in? Boy, that was pretty. And a timeout, Bradley Central. Their coach is furious. Trey Ware is getting chewed out. 12-3 your score. Blackman leading Bradley. It's time for a word from our friends at Bob Parks Auction Company, Bob Buck and Stan Vaught. John Dinkins has that word for us.
The Bob Parks Auction Company team of Stan Vaught and Bob Buck is experienced and professionally trained to utilize the auction process to sell property. Recognized as a leader in the industry, Bob Buck and Stan Vaught combine experience and technology to put you in the driver's seat and bring the buyers to you. Stan Vaught and Bob Buck, auctioneers with Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600. And online at bobparksauction.com. With Stan and Bob, you can consider it sold.
1:47 left here in this first quarter of play. 12-3, Blaze leading. Down the floor, McCurdy. McCurdy looks to bounce pass it to Copeland. Lost the ball out of bounds. They say it was knocked away by Jordan Jeffries, the Blackman senior. So the Bears will inbound underneath their goal here. On the end zone left side. The long lob to Copeland. Pulls up from about 20. No good. Rebound. Hart has it. Hart quickly down the floor to the foul line. Slips and goes down, but over to Wilson. Now Jeffries. Jeffries back to White. Jalen drives in the lane. Six-footer good. Jalen White.
He's really good in the paint, I tell you. He's got a nice little soft jumper. And he can stop at a dime and then put it in.
14-3, Blaze. Minute three to go. Clock rolling in the first. Maroon. Right side to Clark. Clark bounces it over here now to Ware. Back to McCurdy. He drives in the lane. Maybe took an extra step. Shot no good. He was over the back. Didn't call it. Tipped it out. Now back out front to Clark. Clark drives this time. Bodies fly everywhere, and they're going to call a foul on DeWitt, I think. Let's just check it. It's not DeWitt. It's on Jeffries. Well, John, the only opportunities they've had to score in this quarter have been at the free throw line, and right now they're only 50%. Well, a little better than that now. Clark hits the first.
Well, Blackman's defense has been superb, and Miller Armstrong and Jordan Jeffries doing a great job on Copeland over there. He's really struggled to get a look.
Second free throw is good by Clark. Miller Armstrong is going to check in. Maybe. Not. Nope, not going to let him in. 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Blackman, length of the floor to go, and Hart brings it across the timeline and stops right there with 30 seconds. Looking at a zone defense here by the Bears. With 22 seconds, he passes off to Wilson, then gets it back. Holding it on his hip now. Comes here to the near side with 15 seconds. Passes to White, gets it back. Passes to Wilson, left side, gets it back. How about an alley-oop? Missed that, but DeWitt with the rebound. His fadeaway jumper is no good. Two with one. Bradley's going to get a shot, a long one, and it's going to go in by McCurdy. They're going to count that three-point basket. So at the horn, they get their first field goal of the first half. And it's Blackman 14, Bradley 8 after one quarter of play on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Parents are very involved with our school.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, secondary principal Todd Miller.
At MTCS, we're blessed with phenomenal support from our parents. Solid homes with structure and discipline. At Middle Tennessee Christian School, we have a group of teachers and coaches who truly care about kids. And it's far deeper than the coaching on the field or teaching in the class.
MTCS.
For over 70 years, my family has trusted Roscoe Brown for all our heating and cooling needs.
Live better with the Mitsubishi Cooling and Heating System from Roscoe Brown.
Call Roscoe Brown.
Individual room controls allow you to improve the efficiency of your entire home.
Roscoe Brown.
And no duct work is required with the Mitsubishi system, so installation is quick and simple, like Norman Brown says.
At Roscoe Brown, we fix frozen pipes and cold houses.
State Farm agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Miller Armstrong tosses it in right here at midcourt in front of us to Hart. Blackman leading 14-8 as we start the second quarter. Isaiah out near midcourt. Motion said Wilson over to the left side. Wilson there, looks in, nothing there. Over to White, right side. A pick set for Isaiah. Cut off by a double team and back out front. To DeWitt, baseline, flips it back out. Hart from way downtown, no good. Rebound, tip up. How about it, Miller Armstrong?
He went high for that one, too. He went up over everybody and got that tip in.
Lead is 8 for the Blaze, 16-8. Down the floor, McCurdy, and a travel. Good defense there by Isaiah Hart, causing trouble there for McCurdy and creating the turnover. He goes out. Coming back in is Clark. They also have Luke Raymer in the game. He's one of their bigger guys. They list him at 6'5". I don't believe it. Isaiah to the foul line. Goes left side. Dumps it off over to Armstrong. And they're going to call an offensive foul, I think, here on Hart. It is. We were kind of screened from it, but he ran into one of the defenders after he had passed the ball off. So Copeland to bring it up the floor. Armstrong guarding. They find Clark. Raymer pops out here. Now back to Clark. Copeland trying to rub off a screen and get over here for a three. Not open. Pittner into the game as well. They find Morgan. Now Clark drives, tries the hook in the paint. It's no good. Rebound tipped right into the hands of Morgan, and they're going to call a foul on Blackman. A lot of unfortunate things right there happened for the Blaze.
Well, Hart was propped there for the offensive foul. I think he got called for the foul.
They're going to call DeWitt on that foul.
That's good.
At least we're spreading them out. At the free throw line goes Ty Morgan, a senior for the Bears. But they're wiping up some moisture on the floor here first. Miller Armstrong helped out with that. Now takes his place on the free throw line.
State Farm Press Sports on News Radio WGNS, brought to you in part by F&B Mortgage, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, Clark Maples Realty and Auction, Eyeshide Law Offices, and Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Morgan missed the first free throw. He'll have another one. This one is good. He is like 2 of 6 from the free throw line. 16-9. Blaze lead is 7. 6:17 to go in the first half. Hart burns it down low to DeWitt. Fadeaway jumper. That's a money shot. He loves to get it right there. 18-9. Left side. Morgan gets a pick. Attacks the basket. Now dumps it out right side. They reset to Clark. Penetrates. Clark. Bounce pass stolen away. It's Miller Armstrong. Armstrong has it stripped away. That was a great defensive play there by Cole Copeland. Didn't get the foul, just stripped away at the basketball. DeWitt going out, White going out. Sed Wilson and Nelson also back into the game. Nelson playing with 2 fouls. Inbounds is tipped back out of bounds by Bradley Central, so we'll do it all over again. Isaiah Hart, the long lob, finds Wilson. He's open for three. Yes! First bang three, Sed Wilson. Can't leave him that wide open, John.
No, let's just go ahead and put this thing on ice.
21-9, Blackman. Maroon, top of the key, right side, finds Clark, penetrates, ball on the floor, lost, turnover, 6 turnover, David Ivey in the game, picks it up, gives it over to Hart. Hart steps in, backs out, now going to penetrate, gets in the lane, layup good with the left hand, and a timeout, Bradley Central, and listen to this Blackman crowd, the Blaze lead the Bears 23-9. 23-9 with 5:15 to go in the first half on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Did you know that cold temperatures affect your tire pressure? If your TPMS warning light is lit, don't take a chance on being stranded out in the cold. Get your tires checked at Bud's Tire Pros. Bud's Tire Pros offers all major brands like Michelin and BF Goodrich. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that'll keep you going for miles to come. Visit your locally owned tire experts today at Bud's Tire Pros. Online at budstirepros.tn.com.
Hi, this is Kay Mitchell at Bud's Tire. Your satisfaction is our goal.
I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
We've got local sports news, photos, broadcast schedule, podcast, online listening, and more at GoPrimeTimeSports.com. Keep up with your favorite local teams on our website.
McCurdy with it now. Girls State tournament bracket there as well. Armstrong stole it away. He was pushed, but no call. It's going to be Bradley's basketball with Maroon to inbound. Does so now to McCurdy. Now Copeland flips it back over here to Morgan, top of the key. Morgan tries the drive, nothing there to Copeland now. Gets free, goes up with the right hand from the left side and lays it in.
That's his first field goal, I believe, and that is tremendous. Tremendous defense.
Two free throws and then that bucket give him 4 points to be the leading scorer for Bradley. 23-11. Nelson with it right side to Wilson. Jumper from the foul line. Oh, my goodness. Sed Wilson, 10 points. I don't know if there's anybody hotter than Sed Wilson.
Not in this gym anyway, tonight.
25-11. Jeffrey's going to check back in here at the next dead ball. Copeland works the right side. They're working right to left as we see it. Pulls up for three. It's in there. Cole Copeland, their first three of the game. Second three of the game, pardon me. 25-14. They dump it down low. DeWitt goes up. Yes, sir! And there is a foul. Worked it down there to that left block, John, and that's where DeWitt does his magic.
Well, you know, he just doesn't look like your prototype center, but, boy, he does everything that he's supposed to do. And when he gets it down there, down low, on the block, he scores.
Toots free throw coming up here for DeWitt. Toots, good food and fun. Missed it. They're on Broad and on South Church Street in Murfreesboro and Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna. 27-14. Blackman, Copeland glides in there with the left hand, lays it in. He's had two easy shots like that and a three. They've hit their last three in a row. 27-16, Blaze. They're starting to match baskets here now. We need another little run here before the half. Wilson to Sims, who's in the game. Donovan Sims, the sophomore, has it now. Over to Nelson, left side. Nelson steps in, backs out. They bounce pass it over here to Wilson, right side. From the right block, baseline J is good by Christian DeWitt.
Not an easy shot out there on the baseline. But boys, it's a nice shooter's touch here by Christian DeWitt.
29-16. Made their last seven shots from the field, have the Blaze. Maroon, way out there on the left side. Passes off, gets it back. Top of the key now. Over left side to McCurdy. Great defense here by the Blaze. Now from about 25, Copeland just pulls up for the shot. No good. Nelson with the rebound. May have them a little bit frustrated, John.
Well, I'll take my chances with him shooting 25-footers. Whether he's a tremendous shooter or not.
Nelson for three. Yes. Jacob Nelson, the first bang three. They covered Sed Wilson on the right side. He flung it across the floor. And from the left wing, Nelson just buried a first bank three. 32-16. And now they're going to call Sims reaching in. Going for the steal.
State Farm Prep Sports on News Radio WGNS is brought to you in part by State Farm agents Andy Womack, Celeste Middleton, Bud Morris, David Wilson, Jenny Allman, Trey Hilton, and Monty King. Get to a better state with State Farm.
McCurdy at the line for 1-1. Free throw is good, so he'll get another. 4 points for McCurdy. Shot it. Got it. Hit them both. Five for McCurdy now. Blackman leading 32-18 with 1:57 to go in the first half. The winner advances to next week's boys' state championships. The girls start tomorrow. I'll tell you about that during our halftime. DeWitt, top of the key, now left side. Dante Alley into the game. To Hart. Hart drives back out to Alley for three. Oh, my! The junior checking into the game and immediately fires up the first bank three. The Blaze are shooting the ball extremely well in this first half, 35-18. Only have missed one shot this quarter. Driving left side, Maroon gets in there right side and lays it in. His first bucket. Lead is 15 for the Blaze with a minute five to go. Hart barking the signals to Alley. To DeWitt between the circles. Has it tipped away momentarily. Flips it back over to Sed Wilson. Copeland really just being a worry ward over there with him. Hart takes it back out near midcourt with 40 seconds. Right side to Wilson now with 34 seconds. Blackman burning some clock here, trying to work for the last shot. Hart gives it up to Miller Armstrong. Miller a couple of dribbles back over to Wilson with 22 seconds. Now Alley has it. Handoff back to Hart with 15. The count is on. Uses a pick. Gets rid of it to DeWitt. Now back to Hart with 5 seconds. Pulls up for the long two. No good. How about a DeWitt tip in? No. Missed it. And Hart not going to get the shot off at the horn. So after one half of play, it's the Blackman boys leading the Bradley Central boys here at the half, 35-20. 35-20. Blackman up. We'll come back. We'll take a timeout. We'll have some stats for you at the half. Plus, coming up, this will be our IDST's halftime show tonight since we won't have a between games this evening. And we'll talk a little bit about Girls State Tournament coming up starting tomorrow right here in Murfreesboro. And we have a fourth of the teams in the AAA tournament right here from Murfreesboro. We'll talk all about that when we return. For more State Farm Prep Basketball on News Radio WGNS.
Eyeshide Law Offices, providing all clients with professional legal representation and competent legal advice.
Hi, I'm Lisa Eyeshide. If you're looking for hope and a solution to legal problems, we can help. Come see us so we can help you find the best remedy for your legal problems.
Eyeshide Law Offices, 131 North Church Street, just off the square.
We are proud to support high school athletics in Rutherford County.
Eyeshide Law Offices, 896-7060. Online at eyeshidelaw.com.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment, the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
Bell Jewelers, the name you know, the jeweler you trust.
Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost quality protection and claim service. And if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne and Taylor Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064.
Spring is just around the corner, and the folks at Martin's Home and Garden are here to get you ready. They have all of your early garden needs, such as potatoes and onion sets and other cool season crops coming soon. Now is a perfect time to start mending your garden soil. Try using Martin's blended topsoil, which combines rich topsoil and mushroom compost to give the plants that extra boost. Visit them on Northwest Broad Street across from Demas's, online at martinshomeandgarden.com and Facebook. Martin's Home and Garden, where beauty and quality meet.
My name is Taylor Wright at T. Wright Properties Realtors in Murfreesboro. I've been in business for over 35 years, and we support all the local high schools, and I think they're doing a great job. T. Wright Properties is a company that does all facets of real estate, sales, rental, auctions, maintenance, and management. Call us for all your real estate needs. Visit us online at twrightproperties.com or at 895-9799.
Here at Music World and Drummer's Den, we do our very best to be very price competitive. On most major items, we're matching internet prices and sometimes even better. So if you're looking for great quality at good prices, this is the place to shop. Come by today and join our Play Today music program. We can get you started playing today and ready to go. This is Dave Kivenimi inviting you to come by Music World and Drummer's Den in Murfreesboro across from Indian Hills.
Get to a better State Farm.
The Ideas Tees Between Games Show.
Raider Tees by Ideas Tees. 910 Ridgely Road, off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. Blue Raiders fans source for officially licensed Middle Tennessee gear is Raider Tees.
Here at halftime, Blackman leading 35-20 over Bradley Central on a very good shooting night for the Blaze, 56% to be exact. And they've gotten out to a 15-point lead here at halftime. And the stats brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. And let's get right to those team stats. In rebounding, Blackman had 13 to Bradley Central 6. Blackman was 14 of 25 shooting for 56%. They had 5 first bank threes. And that is a killer, folks, when you look back at the first half stats. Bradley Central only 5 of 16 for 31%. They had 2 threes. In fact, quite honestly, the way they shot, I think they're really lucky. I probably feel fortunate that they're only down by 15. Blackman 2 of 3 from the free throw line, 66%. Bradley Central was at the line a lot, 8 of 12 for 66%. Bradley Central with 7 turnovers, and Blackman had 5. Blackman led 14-8 at the end of the first half, went on a little run in the second quarter, and got out to a 35-20 lead. The scoring looks like this. Sid Wilson leads Blackman with 10. Isaiah Hart with 7. Christian DeWitt with 8. Deontay Alley with 3. Miller Armstrong with 2. Jacob Nelson with 3. And Jalen White with 2. For Bradley Central, the Bears have Daniel Clark with 2 points, Cole Copeland with 9, Maroon has 2, McMurray with 5, he also had that end of the first quarter buzzer shot, and Ty Morgan has 2. Our score here at halftime, 35-20. I want to give a shout-out to our Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance highlight to the Central Middle School, not the middle school, I'm living back in the 70s, Central High School, Central Magnet, girls had a tremendous season. Wound up losing last night to McMinn County, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, tough place to play.
And lost that game, but what a great season they had. Congratulations to Steve Willie and the Central Magnet Lady Tigers. Well, that's hard to say, too, and I went to school there. Not when it was a magnet school, when it was just a regular school. But anyway, congratulations to them. Brian, you've got a little look here. If you would like to take a minute to talk about the pairings for the state tournament, which we'll be there covering tomorrow.
Yeah, girls state note tomorrow will be on the air at 11, just after 11 o'clock tomorrow. We're also going to have some conversation with the new head coach of Oakland football tomorrow as well during our pregame show. Oakland versus Bartlett at 11:30. Tip-off will be on the air just a little after 11. That game will be followed immediately by Blackman girls versus Mount Juliet. Winners will move on to the semifinals. Oakland playing at 11:30 and about 1:15 or so for the Blackman girls. We'll have that here on News Radio WGNS. We've got the brackets, by the way, up on our website, so check it out there. And that's the plan for tomorrow. So hope you'll stay with us for the second half of this one. The Blackman Blaze lead by 15 at the half. Stay with us on News Radio WGNS.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. We can take care of you. Call Thompson Services, we'll get there fast. We stand behind the work that we do. 274-2281. Make one call to get your job done. Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
get to a better state, State Farm.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Let me help you get to a better state by handling your auto, home, and life insurance. 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris. Let me get you to a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and needs.
Seems like everyone's keeping it local these days. Why not keep your finances local too? First Bank offers Middle Tennesseans a full array of financial products and services, just like the big guys, with better benefits. When local people help local people, the entire community wins. Let us turn your financial needs into financial solutions. Visit any of our convenient locations or find us online at firstbankonline.com.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Murfreesboro Medical Clinic's 5th annual Bald in the Borough. Whether you decide to shave your head, volunteer, or donate, it's an easy and fun way to raise money for a very serious cause, like a walkathon, but without the blisters. Bald in the Borough event is scheduled for March 13th at Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. To find out how you can be involved or to donate, go to baldintheborough.com. Come on and be a hero.
Are you struggling with ideas to promote your business? Well, don't stress. The folks at Franklin's Printing know how important it is to reach new customers to grow your business. They can help with that new brochure you need to design. You know more about your business than anyone else, but we know how to make your business look good in print. Everyone at Franklin's Printing will give your project the care and appearance you deserve. Call now for an appointment. We'll make you look great at Franklin's Printing. Call 890-5249 right now.
Have you been thinking about a new home? Ever thought about building? This is Betsy Maples Taylor with Clark Maples Realty and Auction Company. Visit clarkmaples.com to search Middle Tennessee property listings, upcoming auctions, and information about the Maples, a new community in Murfreesboro located on Manchester Highway, just 1 mile from Joby Jackson Parkway, offering a beautiful amenities center that will be surrounded by a swimming pool, tennis courts, ball field, basketball court, and playground, and homes built by local quality home builders. Visit clarkmaples.com for more information.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on News Radio WGNS, brought to you in part by Two Skip Food and Fun, DirecTV by Intersource, Evans Auto Exchange, Bud's Tire, the law offices of John Day, and Reeves Sane Drugstore. Now for the second half and the starting lineups in the second half, here's Brian.
All right, first for the Blaze, it's going to be Nelson Hart, DeWitt, Armstrong, and Sed Wilson. Clark, Copeland, Maroon, McCurdy, and Morgan for Bradley Central. They open up with a baseline jumper by Copeland, which is no good. Those starting lineups from Winners Trophies, Fans Heating and Air, and Loveless Fine Photography. Blackman with the ball and a 15-point lead after a missed shot by Bradley. Nelson bringing it out here way out near midcourt. Over to Armstrong, now Sed Wilson. Deep right wing. Bounce pass to Hart, working it over to Armstrong now. Hart fakes, tries to go up, now does blow pass, goes up with the left hand, miss, tipped up, and Hart missed the tip in, but DeWitt there on the offside for his 10th bucket.
There wasn't a Bradley Central Bear anywhere around the goal.
And John, with their size, I'm not complaining, but with their size, I thought that was going to be a problem. Copeland drives baseline. Now baseline jumper blocked by Sed Wilson. And now foul. Maroon missed the shot, and then he just fouled out of frustration there. I have them with only three fouls in this first, or in the game, only two in the first half. The official had something to say to Maroon as well. Not sure if he said something or just the means of how he fouled. Hart bringing it down. 17-point lead for the Blaze. To Miller Armstrong, back over to DeWitt. DeWitt looking inside. Couldn't get it to Armstrong. Now to Hart. They dump it down low to DeWitt. Waits for the double team. Then tries to use the glass. Missed the shot. Maybe got a little too far underneath, but now thrown away. Hart drives to DeWitt. Now dumps it out. Nelson for three. It's long. Rebound. Coming out of there with it is Maroon. Ball tipped again. But Maroon runs it down. In the lane. Floater no good. Tried to lay it in. Missed the shot. Behind the back dribble to get out of the defense there by Hart. Foul line jumper, no good. Rebound McCurdy. Play picking up here a little bit. Now, Sid Wilson collides with a Bradley Bear. And that's Maroon who went down, and I think he may have come down on his arm and lost his breath there a little bit.
Or maybe somewhere else.
Well, that could be, too. That could take your breath.
Yes. Came down hard. It was rough. It was down on the floor for a few seconds.
He'll be singing tenor for a while. Left side. Clark has it. Now to Copeland. Copeland trying to work free. Now to Clark, top of the key. Lost the ball out of bounds.
They're just not really getting a lot of good looks. I mean, it's a real force issue for Bradley Central, which is a compliment to the Blackman defense. They just really haven't been able to get comfortable offensively in this game. With the exception of about a minute or two, Copeland with a couple of baskets.
10 turnovers have really hurt them as well. Nelson to Armstrong. He's at the top of the key. Now left side. Hart to Miller. Armstrong drives. Flips it back out to Hart, left side. 37-20 Blackman. Nelson drives, glides all the way in there, goes up. He is going to be hacked. He is going to be fouled. I like that, John, attacking the basket.
Well, they did that early in the game and it was very effective and going back to it a little bit there, too.
Third foul on Daniel Clark.
We talked about Bradley Central's offensive woes. You remember one of those buckets was a desperation shot that went in at the end of the quarter.
Very true, a 25-footer. First Prentice Allsup Heating and Air free throw by Nelson is good. They work hard to offer you the highest quality products and services at competitive prices. 615-890-1311. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air. Nelson's second one. Shot it. Got it. Rolled around. Thought about coming out of there, but didn't. Armstrong was there to try to tip it back in. 39-20 Blackman. 5:14 to go in the third. A pick set. McCurdy gets all the way in there and gets the swirly to fall. 7 points for McCurdy. Sims over to Armstrong, right side to Sid Wilson. Wilson looking in. Nothing there. Now to Nelson over left side. Armstrong faked a look at a three. Back to Sims. It's one thing you'll find with Blackman. They're very patient offensively.
They can run, but they can also eat up some clock, too.
Wilson has it now to Sims. Sims gets it over to Armstrong. Armstrong drives, glides in the lane. They say he traveled. Took an extra step. 6 turnovers now for the Blaze. Hart coming back in. Sims going out. McCurdy going to walk it down the floor.
You almost take the fact that they're not going to play for a week if they win this game.
Yeah, I know.
Because they're so hot.
It's the bad thing about the state tournament. For the boys, when it comes, you know.
I think it really affected them 1 year.
Years ago. In the lane, Copeland's going to drive. He's going to be fouled before the shot. Sid Wilson with the foul. It's his second. McCurdy looking to inbound. We're going to long toss it in to Copeland. Under 4 minutes to go now here in the third. A pick set. Now Armstrong steals it away. What a great hustle play there by Armstrong, and then he lost it. He did all of that work, John, and then
dribbled it through his legs, and it just went away from him, got away from him.
He got a little bit of a grin on his face, but I know he wishes he had that one back.
Well, he probably not doesn't want Barry to see him with a little grin on his face.
No, that's why he was looking over here at us, I guess. Right side, Morgan. Top of the key, Peyton Parker. Now a three from downtown. No good by Maroon. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Blackman's basketball. They're starting to look for those threes now. And I think they're getting a little impatient on offense.
Well, nothing's worked. I mean, really just nothing's really worked offensively. They've not been able to get anything inside. So they're just like you said, they're just throwing up threes.
Nelson, lob, trying to get it down low to Hart. Too hard on the pass. Eighth turnover.
You got a 17-point lead. This is the time to be patient, work for a good shot.
Said Wilson goes out for a breather, and Jalen White coming in. McCurdy walking it down the floor. I don't know if I could do that if I were down 39-22. 3 minutes to go. Not complaining. Working baseline is Parker. Parker flips it back out. The shot up here by Morgan is a three, and it's no good. Long pass up, Hart to Jalen White. White in trouble. They're going to foul him. Foul going to be called on Maroon. He and this official have not gotten along tonight. I wouldn't be surprised if that talking continues. We don't see something happen there. Hart to inbound here. His older brother walking by as well as Mr. Rogan from last year's state champion team. Isaiah drives, glides in there left side. They're going to foul him on the way. It's going to be out of bounds again. This one, I think, is on Morgan.
Juwan's probably throwing passes somewhere.
Yep. Inbounds. They throw it into Nelson and make that Ivy, and Ivy wasn't expecting it. Actually, maybe been pushed from behind a little bit, too. Turnover, Blackman. 39-22. Clock still rolling at 2:26. McCurdy with the ball now. Going to go working the left side. Now goes baseline. Missed the shot. Rebound. The big man gets it to fall after it bounces there on the rim about 17 times. Peyton Parker. 39-24. 2 minutes to go in the third. Play has slowed considerably here, especially offensively. Armstrong to Hart. Way out here on the left side. Back to Armstrong, now said Wilson, to White. They're just whipping it around the horn. Hart to the foul line. They're going to foul him. It's Morgan picking up his third foul. I don't think they mind this fouling business. Well, and Morgan didn't agree with it. DeWitt's back in. Ivy goes out. It's Blackman's ball to inbound. Here on the side court. That's the fifth Bradley team foul, by the way. Isaiah Hart. To Armstrong. Now to Jalen White, left wing. He brings it out between the rings. Well, stays here on the left side. Coach Wertman warning him to stay out there. Over to Wilson. Ball almost stolen away. Said Wilson's quick hands. Glides in the lane. There's a foul inside. The foul is on Copeland. It's his first. It was a shooting foul and the sixth team foul. So at the Steve Martin Construction free throw line is Sed Wilson. It's his first bucket of the second half. You have the perfect lot. Steve Martin Construction will work directly with you to build you the home of your dreams. 904-9639. Second toss. Shot it. Missed it. Rebound by DeWitt. DeWitt goes up on the right side. Won't fall. Sid Wilson to put it back in left side.
Good way to make a three-point play. Get your own rebound and put it back up.
Boy, Blackman has dominated the boards tonight. I mean, dominated. McCurdy down low to Copeland. He's baseline. Has to flip it all the way back out here to McCurdy between the circles. 56 seconds to left here in the third. Driving is Maroon. Pull-up jumper. Bounces twice and then falls through. Little eight-footer there for him. 42-26 Blackman with 42 seconds. Hart with the basketball. Pinter into the game as well. Armstrong has it. Takes one dribble over to Nelson now. Nelson back over to Hart with 30 seconds. I'd like to get a bucket to end this quarter. DeWitt in some trouble. Got poked in the eye in the process. Back to Hart with 18 seconds. Got poked in the right eye. Nelson back to Hart with 10. With 9 with 8. With 7 with 6. Hart with 4 with 3. With 2. Pulls up for the 3. Bottom! It's a 3-pointer at the horn by Isaiah Hart. And that's the end of 3 quarters of play. The Blackman Blaze lead the Bradley Central Bears 45-26 on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Have you heard about Market at the Mall but not sure what it is? Each month, Stones River Mall brings local farmers and artisans directly to shoppers. Join us from noon to 4 p.m. on the first Sunday of each month through March. Upcoming dates are February 1st and March 1st. Market at the Mall offers homegrown, handmade, and heartfelt goods from local vendors. Visit stonesrivermall.com/market for details.
Higher education in dentistry is available right here in Murfreesboro at Tennessee Professional Training Institute. If you've ever wanted to become a dental assistant, now is the time. TNPTI offers 3, 8, or 10-week courses during the day, night, or weekends. Tennessee Professional Training Institute is conveniently located at 1800 South Rutherford Boulevard, right beside Murfreesboro Dental Excellence. So start your dental assisting career today, but hurry. Open enrollment is now. Call 631-8440. That's 631-8440.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Tonight's sectional contest brought to you by State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, located at 803 North Thompson Lane near Medical Center Parkway. Get to a better state with State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, 895-2700.
Maryville and Oak Ridge have already punched their tickets to the boys' state tournament. With wins tonight. We'll get into all that in the post-game show. Hopefully it'll be the Blackman Blaze there soon. Isaiah Hart drives. Got the Bradley defender on his heels. He went to the floor. Nelson has it now between the circles and drug a foot. It's going to be Bradley's ball out of bounds. I think they were playing a little game of keep away right there, trying to milk some clock. McCurdy for the Bradley Central Bears walks it up to Copeland, to Clark. Now back to Copeland. Right side. Now Maroon drives. Nothing there. To Copeland. They're really looking for the open three. Clark drives. Back to McCurdy. Right side. He's going to go baseline. Flips it back out in the corner and throws it away. Gave up a perfectly good layup right there, John, to throw it back out for a three.
Well, I don't know what it is, but Blackman's really got them rattled. They're basically standing out there at the top of the key passing to each other and can't get anything going offensively.
Zed Wilson makes the long pass up. Christian DeWitt going to drive baseline, go up, miss the shot, got his own rebound offside and lays it in the hole on the left. Zed Wilson looked and said, okay, you're going to play this way, and he just threw a bullet down there to DeWitt. Clark drives, the little bumping and stuff going on the floor, even though the shot went in. They're going to hit him up with the foul. So inbounding will be Copeland. From the end zone, gets it in. Driving right side is Morgan, and Morgan lays it in. Blackman kind of let him in there, John, but I don't think they really want to foul and give them any opportunities. Ball tipped away from Hart in the backcourt. Turnover Blaze. Copeland pulls up for the long two. It's an air ball. Rebound, Sid Wilson. Wilson to Hart. Hart splits two defenders. Goes to the right side. Backs it way out there. Now drives. They're going to reach and foul. Going to be one and one as well. Foul on Maroon. His third.
This will be Blackman's game tonight if they can hit free throws and keep away from the turnovers.
DeWitt comes out. Jeffries comes in for him. Fans heating and air free throw here for Isaiah Hart. Shot it. Got it. He'll have another. Isaiah with 11. They have offered the finest products and services since 1966. Visit with our friends Alton and Jason Fan over at Fans Heating and Air. Second one. Good. DeWitt with 12. Hart with 12. Jalen White coming in for Hart. Means probably White or Wilson will play point here. Clark drives to the foul line. Now they give to Maroon on the drive. He is going to lose the ball out of bounds. Nope. Last touch by Wilson as Wilson was defending and rejected the shot. It's McCurdy to inbound. 6:14 to go in the game. 49-28 Blackman. Here's Copeland. And a little floater here from the right side is good by Cole Copeland. He's got 11. White to inbound and does to Wilson. Bradley putting on a lot of pressure here and forced Blackman to throw it away to Maroon. Left side, pulls up for the long three off the front of the rim. Rebound. They absolutely maul Jordan Jeffries over there. Foul is going to be on Copeland. So you know, shooting free throws here, John.
They got that steal, and Brian, they really should have scored, but Blackman did such a good job of recovering defensively that they had to take a long jump shot instead of something easy underneath the basket. That was really good defense by Blackman.
Jeffries' front end of the one and one is missed. Ball is going to be tipped away and run down by Clark for the Bears. Clark down the floor to the right wing. Going to glide all the way in there. Shot no good. But there's a foul. They're going to tag Nelson with this one. And I have that as his third. Hart, DeWitt, and Alley are going to check in for the Blaze. First free throw, no good. They have not helped themselves at the free throw line either. And even the coach over there kind of exhibiting frustration. Sometimes when it's not your night, it's not your night. Second free throw by Clark. This one's good. 3 points for Clark, and they've all been at the free throw line. Hart to inbound to Alley. Double teaming. Full court pressure here by the Bears. Where's this been all game? To Hart. Blackman leads 49-31 with 5:27 to go. Jalen White out near midcourt to Armstrong, now to Alley. Alley looking inside. Takes a few dribbles to the right, now to Hart. Right side, Armstrong. Miller drives to the foul line. Lost it, but got it back. Jalen White near midcourt. Over to Hart now, left side. Hart takes it out near midcourt, dropping under 5 minutes to go in the game. Alley double-teamed right side, back to White. Out over by the scorer's table. So close to the timeline. Over right side to Alley, now cutting through baseline. It's Hart with the bucket.
Put it off the right side with the left hand. Nobody does it better than Isaiah Hart.
The lead is 20 now for Blackman. Maroon has it. Clark is open. They pass to him. Clark turns, spins, glides in the lane, missed the shot. Rebound, Hart. Isaiah down the floor. Isaiah is going to turn and bring it back out into the front court. Run some more clock here are the Blaze. Right side to Jalen White. Hart has it. Takes a few dribbles. Backs back out. to Alley. 3:51. Hart, make that Jalen White. Couple of dribbles left side. Now to Alley. Over to Hart. Hart goes baseline again. He does it again. He scored again. Oh, my goodness. Isaiah Hart putting on a clinic. Timeout. Blackman, 53-31. Blaze lead the Bears with 3:39 to go on State Farm Prep Basketball.
For more than 30 years, I've worked hard to help injured people throughout Tennessee. From Johnson City to Memphis, Dyersburg to Chattanooga, the law offices of John Day has helped injured people when they're hurt and need our help the most. And now, to make it easier for you to get our legal help, we have opened a new office in Murfreesboro. If you've been injured, go to johndaylegal.com and then call us for a free consultation. That's johndaylegal.com. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Rutherford County's housing market is rolling again with lots of great deals on some great homes. If you are looking for your first home or your next home, be sure to check with FNB Mortgage for great rates and unbeatable service. Conveniently located in the Gateway and staffed with friendly, knowledgeable hometown people. I'm Mark Hood at FNB Mortgage, where we make a house your home.
A department of First National Bank of McMinnville, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Check us out at FNBMT.com or call 615-907-2043.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Tune in next time for the DirecTV by Intersource pregame show. DirecTV by Intersource, 815-1800. And after the game, it's the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air postgame show.
If Blackman holds on this last 3:27 here to win this ball game, they will face off against the Maryville Rebels. Here's a three. It's up, no good by Bradley. It'll be on Wednesday, the 11th, and they'll play at 1:15. Not tomorrow, a week from tomorrow. DeWitt has it right side. DeWitt double team, flips it back out to Alley. Blackman has spread the floor. Running clock under 3 minutes to go. They lead 53-31. DeWitt to Alley now. Alley back to Hart. Out near front court. Steps up to the three-point arc. Now backs it back out. Got to get rid of it and does to Jalen White. White kind of in a little bit of trouble there. And now they're going to call a foul on Copeland, who reached in and fouled. Going to send Jalen White to the free throw line. Copeland with his third foul. DirecTV by Intersource free throws coming up here. At least one and one for Jalen White. 2 points on the night. Get the same DirecTV channels, but don't call the 800 number because you'll get local service that you can't get from the corporate office. Call DirecTV by Intersource, 815-1800. Free throw missed. Any more fouls by Bradley Central, it's two shots for the Blackman Blaze. Maroon, back left side to Clark. Clark, couple of dribbles. Now back over to Copeland. Long three by Maroon. It's off the rim. Rebound tipped up. Pulled down by DeWitt. Takes one dribble. Then they foul him.
Dalton, foul on McCurdy. How many threes do they have tonight? That's really a bit been a really poor shooting night. Just two for the night. That's... Well, we heard such great things about their shooting ability, but they've really had to force them way outside to get anything, to even get an open look tonight.
Free throw good by Christian DeWitt. 13 for Christian. He's at the Toots free throw line. Wings, burgers, salad, seafood, and more with three local locations. Toots, good food and fun. Second free throw by DeWitt is good. 14 points for him on the night as he comes out. Bryce Williams into the game for the Blackman Blaze. Under 2 minutes to go. McCurdy. They have really showed no sense of urgency, have they, John?
No, that was...
Copeland gets free and gets in there left side and lays it up with the left hand. Bradley calls a timeout, I think. Yes, he did. Timeout, Bradley Central Bears. We will take it as well. With Blackman leading 55-33, only 1:39 to go in the game on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Hi, this is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Just a reminder of how important it is to shop local, shop small business. Just keeping that money in your community, it provides money for your schools and for your children and for your neighbors. Did you know that about 68 cents of every dollar spent locally helps our schools maintain roads and provide jobs? It makes sense to shop locally. Sprint by Cellular Concepts, a locally owned and operated business.
This is Rick Sane encouraging you to visit Reeves Sane Drugstore. We're locally owned, locally operated. We have 200-plus employees. We take care of patients in so many ways, be it in a retail pharmacy, be it in long-term care with our nursing home assisted living patients, be it with our home infusion, patients coming out of the hospital that may need IVs, maybe it's the respiratory patients, medical equipment. We're reaching out all over Tennessee now and really appreciate the community supporting an independent, locally owned pharmacy. Reeves Sane Drugstore, 1801 Memorial.
I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Back for the final 1:30 in this one. Donovan Page gets it over to Williams. Williams drives. He's going to be hacked and fouled. All new faces in here. You've heard about most of them. Page just getting in here for the first time tonight. Here comes Brian Williams in. Allie goes out. Allie has seen significant minutes in tonight's game. Actually had a three. Minute 19.
Played well. Didn't turn the ball over.
Ty Beavers in as well. Bradley has gone to the bench. Pittner to Reimer. Now they're going to call a travel on Beavers. 14 turnovers. Minute 7 to go. Jordan Jeffries coming out to much applause. Left side, Williams. Gives it up to Page. Now to Sims. 54 seconds. Ball is going to be thrown away. No, run down by Sims. Left side. Try to feed down low to Williams, and it goes out of bounds. Bryce Williams with the pass to him. Lawrence County and White County are going to overtime at White County, 50-50. It's a quick check of your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Lawrence County was down big in that game, too. Came back. Right side, they get it down to the big man. Reimer missed the shot. Trent Gibson into the game, had it, lost it. And now the layup there, left side by Peyton Parker. 13 seconds. Listen to the crowd. Can you hear them? This Blackman crowd, very excited here for the Blaze. As the Blackman Blaze are counting down the seconds. Here's the inbounds with one. There's your buzzer. And the Blackman Blaze are headed back to the state tournament for the fourth year in a row, this time to defend their championship from last year. They do so in fine fashion, leaving no doubt a 55-35 win over the Bradley Central Bears. The Blaze returning for the fourth year in a row to the state tournament. What a great year, and it continues now for the 24-5 Blackman Blaze. Nice win for Barry Workman and crew. We're going to jump into the Prentice Also Heating and Air postgame show, and we return here to Blackman High School. That's next, right here on News Radio WGNS.